When I think of leadership, it's simply influence by example through service. Because the example that I believe is of the greatest influence is a leader who chooses to serve. For me, to lead means to influence. There's got to be some form of influence. And the reality is that we are being influenced all of the time. The question is what are we being influenced by? And who are we being influenced by? And who are we then being intentional to bring influence to? By example, through our service. We want to work with a group of people that really is about ensuring we have the right values and culture, we have the right heart, that we always see people as being the true treasure. People are always the most important thing that we're a part of. We're not trying to build something that is an accomplishment at a surface level. We're trying to build something that is deep within, that is ultimately about people. But just three thoughts. You know how much I have a love-hate relationship with running. So I thought, why not draw a few lessons from my running journey just to share when it comes to really speaking into a leadership group of people. I had this whole thing about being the fittest I'd ever been at 40. There's a block where Tam's parents live, is where we were staying. I struggled to run around that block, which would have been 2 kilometers. So that was like my goal. Let me just get around this block. I genuinely did not like it. Genuinely. I would go for a run and I'd come back and I didn't enjoy it. Like there was nothing about it that I had any joy in it. I felt like every time I ran, I struggled. Like it was just a fight every time I ran. And I didn't feel like I was seeing any progress. And now I'm starting to run with other people that are running like at certain paces. And now I'm feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm not seeing any progress. Then I start hearing about a concept in endurance running or in training, which speaks to running according to your heart rate. It's, you know, heart rate running. And then Don, the generous chap that he is, who actually hooked me up with a GPS watch, which I needed, and then he got me a heart rate monitor. The heart rate monitor was a game changer for me for running. The lesson that I take from that is that when it comes to us and life, we should only run at the pace that the condition of our heart allows. I was fighting constantly the condition of my heart. I was overrunning my heart rate. I was pushing myself too far. I was exhausting myself. I was not enjoying it. The pain was significant. But when you run according to a heart rate monitor, you have this incredible parameter. I'm running slower, but I'm running more mileage than I've ever run before, and I'm running more frequently. So the fact that I've actually slowed down and found a pace that was relative to the condition of my heart has actually allowed me greater growth than if I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And so we're mindful as to the condition of our heart. And so when it comes to you in your individual lives, take that as an opportunity to consider, okay, what pace am I running at? What pace can I be running at? There's something in it. And when I think about the heart, I'm talking about like the inner person, right? And so run at the pace that the condition of your heart allows. It actually brings incredible growth. The other thing that I've learned, if I run up the hill from Dunkirk towards like Tiffany's, I'll then take a right and I'll go past Brentwood. And at certain times of the day, because of all the traffic backs up, you can literally run past cars and you can look straight into the car and see who's driving. And I'm so aware that I might be running at the pace of my heart, okay? So, which is fairly slow. I then think to myself, there's going to be people that are seeing me run. And I'm telling you now, my pace increases. And it's not good for me. But there's something about my pride that causes me now to push beyond. The next lesson from that, which is actually, it comes from one of my favorite books that I've read. It's a book title. A guy called Ryan Holiday. He's written a book. It's simply titled, Ego is the Enemy. Ego, what we would know it is pride. Pride is the enemy. Pride for me is strife, struggle, sweat, frustration, burnout. That's pride. Humility is trust, freedom, favor, ease, flow. And it's available for us. And so ego is the enemy. Pride is the enemy. You think about it in the context of leadership. We run at the pace that the condition of our heart allows. And ego, pride, is the enemy. I would love for people to say of us, if we had to narrow down like a leadership team and then they'd have somebody else come in and observe how we operated and how we interacted, I would love for them to say, this team is so humble. That for me is such a huge quality. And then lastly, I want us to have an urgency, but I don't want us to be in a rush. The mornings in our household, which I'm going to put my hand up straight away and say, I do not help in these situations. It's definitely a lesson that I am constantly learning. But it's amazing when you start rushing, how everything escalates, right? Like tensions escalate, tone escalates, friction escalates. You start missing things. You start losing things. You're not thinking in a clear, creative manner anymore. Urgency speaks of living with intent. Urgency speaks of understanding the times in which we live, understanding that the incredible privilege we have to carry a message which is ultimately about seeing people's lives being saved. But let's not be in a rush. We would know that when we start rushing, it changes the atmosphere, it changes the vibe, it changes the tensions. And I'm not naive to the fact that there's going to be moments of tension. I'm not naive to the fact that there's going to be some conflict that takes place. You know what? Conflict for me is not a bad thing. It's actually quite a healthy sign of human dynamics. It's how the conflict gets dealt with, it, how things are being resolved, and how we treat each other in those moments, which is very important. So we want to be urgent. We want to be urgent in our purpose, but we don't want to be rushing. And so we want to ensure that we come from a place of health, a place of inner strength, a place of inner well-being. We want to run at the pace that the condition of our heart allows. Ego is the enemy. Pride is the enemy. And let's be urgent, but let's not rush.